Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dr. Adam Hill, Chief Executive Officer of Oncommune. That's ONC ticker. Adam, thanks for joining me.
Good to see you, Justin.
Yeah, and it's been a busy time for you. I mean, RNS after RNS. Today, you come up with a follow-on contract signed with a leading U.S. medical research organization to validate previous profiling on COVID-19, plus there's three other RNSs I'd like to discuss as well. But before we get into all that, Adam, for people maybe not familiar with Oncommune, just give them a brief summary as to what it's all about, please.
Yeah, no problem. So we have, over the last 3 years, pivoted very firmly into being a specialist immunology-focused pharma services business. What that means is that pharmaceutical companies running clinical trials on patients send us blood samples from those patients. We analyze those samples and we report back to our pharmaceutical customers. And in that report, we're not just giving them the raw data or indeed the analyzed data, but we're also giving them a sense of the reason why the data is the way that the data is. And so we're trying to come up with biological plausibility as to why we're seeing the results from certain experiments. And I think that's probably the value add in a market that today outhouse pharmaceutical services is worth about $2.3 billion annually. And that's growing at about 10% per annum. And the segment that we sit specifically in with our proprietary, highly differentiated value-adding service offering is far smaller. It's about 60 to 70 million sterling, $100 million maybe, but it's growing at 27%. Mm. And we sit in that that segment with only a very small handful of other companies that have comparable technologies. So it's fast growing, and indeed, with the strength of relationships that we've now got with many of those pharmaceutical companies, I can't imagine it will be just this segment within that market that we stay in for very much longer.
Yeah. Because impressive growth there. I'm just looking through your interims, and you say your clients have more than doubled year on year, and Immucyte set to become market leader in the autoantibody profiling segment by 2023. Forecast growth to 12% of the market share. That's impressive, aiming for market leading status, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're really rocketing. We would have taken that up from about 4% last year to 12%. As I said, it's still a small segment, but it's a fast growing segment. Mm-hmm. We're the fastest growing company in that segment, and we are winning customers hand over fist. In fact, I can share with your listeners that in recent times we have competed against those in that segment for work with two customers, and in both instances we've won hands down.
Yeah, well, I think with most companies, people want to work with a market leader because they are a market leader for the real reasons, aren't they? There's for certain reasons, But let's go through some of the RNSs, actually. So let's go back to your contract signed with Verily Life Sciences, an alphabet company, to profile autoantibodies for long COVID-19. Take us through that, if you could.
Yeah, no problem. So Alphabet, as you know, is the parent company of Google. Mm-hmm. And sat under that umbrella are a number of entities. Verily Life Sciences is the only life science company that Alphabet or Google have invested in. They have a number of programs in flight, but they're probably best known for what is called the baseline study. Baseline was following a group or a cohort of patients throughout their life and monitoring them in a number of different ways, taking blood samples, bringing them into hospital, and importantly, having them wear wearables as they go about their day-to-day. But of course, as the pandemic hit, baseline has been skewed towards understanding how that cohort responded to COVID. And in that regard, Verily received investment from the NIH, the big investing grant awarding body in the US in the healthcare and life sciences space, to follow over a period of time this cohort. We are now going to be supporting Verily in analyzing some of those blood samples they've taken from the baseline cohort. And the explicit intent here, of course, is to try and understand how autoantibody profiles change throughout the course of the disease and how they might be different in patients that suffer long COVID versus those of us that maybe have recovered fully in a far shorter period of time. So a really exciting project with a really, really exciting customer and an unusual customer in the life sciences space, as they are first and foremost a technology company.
Yeah. And when I say you're busy, I've got to point out all these RNSs have happened since the 28th of February. So and the next one, Immunocytes, Synexa Life Sciences, signed go-to-market services partnership. Take us through that, if you could, Adam.
Yeah, so Synexa are one of those companies that we absolutely recognise are in the $2.3 billion market of outhouse pharmaceutical services. But are not within our segment. And so there's a nice tie-up here in that we are selling our services through Synexa to their customers, adding value to their existing menu of immune-focused profiling tools. And of course, in return, we are getting access to customers that hitherto we've been unable to sell to for one reason or other. So it's an excellent go-to-market relationship with what is a medium-sized private equity-backed company based out of Ireland, out of Europe, and also out of South Africa.
Yeah, and the next RNS, I mean, to me, almost, you know, you see big companies signing with smaller companies, almost validates your service, your product, in my mind. So Immunocytes contract signed with a leading top 10 global pharmaceutical company to profile biomarkers in CIDP. Explain this, if you could, Adam.
Yeah, I will. And look, I mean, this requires a little bit of a science lesson, but I will be brief. So chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyradiculoneuropathy, CIDP for short, and far easier, of course, is the chronic version of Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. And it's a rare disease. Now, rare diseases are interesting to us in the life sciences because often you can have your drug approved far quicker by the regulators if you are developing a drug for a rare disease, but also those drugs often attract far more substantial reimbursement. And so there is a very large segment of the life science industry that focuses explicitly on rare diseases. Now, CIDP is a rare form of autoimmune disease, and that's absolutely in our backyard. Right. I mean, we are experts, world experts in the profiling of these autoimmune diseases. And this particular disease attacks the myelin sheath, the sort of fatty covering to nerves in your body. And you, as you might imagine, if that degrades, then your nerves become dysfunctional, which can lead to a permanent physical impairment. So there is a real need to not only treat the disease, but first and foremost, diagnose the disease. Many of these patients see doctors for 8, 10, 12 years before they get a proper diagnosis. And so it is absolutely the explicit intent of this project to understand whether an autoantibody profile that we're expert in can pick those patients sooner in the disease progression so that the drugs stand a better chance of working.
Excellent stuff. Okay. And finally today, you announced a follow-on contract signed with a leading US medical research organization to validate a previous profiling of COVID-19.
That's right. We have a number of academic relationships. The majority of those academic relationships are with big healthcare systems in the US, on the West Coast, on the East Coast. And indeed, there's more coming online. But this is one of our more mature relationships with those academic health science centers. And in particular, we've been focusing our efforts on COVID using our Serotag COVID-19 autoantigen array. And in this case, we are receiving more samples on a commercial basis from this entity to validate the signal that we've seen in the past. Just to remind your listeners that these arrays, these Serotag and our Navigate arrays, in essence create a heat map of binding events, a color map of binding events. And that color map can be interpreted to derive some degree of biological plausibility. So once you identify a signal, that biological plausibility, the next thing to do in the science experiment is go and validate it. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing through this project.
Yeah, yeah. And probably just one for the mention, on in terms of your outlook there, because, of course, you're 1.43 million H1, but you're guiding towards no less than 6 million in the second half.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we think that by 31 May, and I hesitate to remind people that won't be the end of our financial year, our accounting reference period this year, as we've extended it to 31 August to bring it in line with the pharmaceutical sector. But by 31 May, management is now guiding to not less than £6 million worth of revenue. And I have to remind you also that this business, this pharma services business, our ImmunoInsights business, is highly profitable. It does about 80% GP, and a substantial amount of that, of course, as you'll know, drops to the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, Adam, you know we haven't been on for a while on the podcast. You've been on with Paul, though, but as you know, on the podcast, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed right now. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons. But to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Oncommune to their watch list, please.
We are absolutely expert in the profiling of autoantibodies, and that profiling sits squarely in the fastest growing segment within a fast growing market of pharma outhouse services. And we are signing contracts, and more contracts.
Excellent stuff. Adam, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Good to speak to you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.